Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes I lay under the moon. I thank God I'm breathing. And I pray, don't take me soon, 'cause I am here for a reason.
Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know someday it'll all turn around, because all my life I've been waiting for, I've been praying for the people to say that we don't want to fight no more. There'll be no more war, and our children will pray.
Sunday night, guys. Welcome. Welcome. Much love, and glad you guys can make it here tonight. Join me. The Yosef Leon Show, getting this started, and going to just go ahead and dive into some things. We've had a few shows, we've had a few questions, and I've had a few experiences come to play. Things happen so rapidly, and they happen so quickly that it's hard to wait until Sunday to get them out or to talk about them. And so I did a little previous show earlier this week, some of you heard, and more experiences have happened since that show. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of reiterate how to directly have some of these experiences. I went to some spiritual, what do you want to call it, it's kind of like a little group meeting that they have at a local place down here. And the place is called the Spiritual Center, or the Living Spiritual Center, or something of that nature. And I went just to check it out. A local or a friend of mine asked me to check it out and to see what it was all about. And I went there, and it led me to realize that the world seems a bit confused about what this thing called spirituality is. It isn't about receiving pleasure physically. It's not about receiving intelligence or intellectually boosting yourself to the degree that you can recite Bibles and Qurans and Bhagavad Gitas. It's not about any of that stuff. It's about what you can discover within your nature of your being, what your thoughts are, what your emotions are, how you perform with your actions. If you don't know where these things come from, then we're completely on the wrong track. And you can read a book. You can read any book. You can read all of the books that the world has ever produced, and you will not ever find the thing that you're seeking. No book has it. Not even the best books out there have what you're looking for. So how do we find what we're looking for? Now, granted, there's a lot of great books out there. I'm not saying don't read. What I'm saying is when you read, apply. You have to apply what you've read. And if you don't understand what you've read, it doesn't mean you can go ahead and make up your own conclusion about what you think it means. Because if you're allowing the mind to come in and procreate ideas and illusions of what you think something means, then that is also falsehood. That is also incorrect. The way to have true, pure, direct experience is knowing. There's no thought. There's no intellect. I asked a person this week if she's ever felt a chakra or, you know, and she, well, I think I have, and that's false. That's false. We have to first come to the realization that, no, we don't know. We don't know what chakras are. We don't know what kundalini is. We don't know what this energy that resides inside of us, the force. We don't realize what it can do. We don't know what it can do. And unless we tune the breath into a degree where our focus and our emotion can use the breath together simultaneously like a left and right hand work a bicycle pump, then we will never have these experiences. And this is what I want for everybody, is I want everyone to have these direct experiences. Now, if you have to start from the outside within, meaning your diet, your exercise, your yoga, your peaceful intentions, your peaceful surroundings, if you got to go for walks and you got to get rid of the crazy that's in your life, then go get rid of the crazy first. And later on, when you've achieved a certain state of clarity, you can actually enjoy the crazy and you can make it more fun. And I love that. I love going to Walmart now and But I like going to Walmart and just simply messing with people. You can just talk to them in a way which it'll make them laugh and they won't have any idea why they're laughing. You can say the purple orange was brown and they will look at what? That computer system that works in their heads, when you say the purple orange was brown, did you see that crayon? Right away, look what it does to your own mind. You can't figure out for the life of me what the hell's going on. And when you start to get that process running, the purple orange is brown, but the crayon's blue. What? And you start to realize, hold on a second, there's something else happening within my head that I don't understand. And when you don't understand it, what does that mean? That means you don't know who you are. That means you have no idea what your existence is doing here on this planet. If you can't calculate what is in your own mind and then create with your mind, you're just a pawn playing the system that the local environment has put you in and has programmed you to be. Agree? Not agree? Just let me know if you agree or don't. Okay? There's all kinds of opinions, but there's a way to get to truth. The truth is, how well do you know your breath? I can take away your arms, your legs, a kidney, a lung. We could even exchange hearts, and you'll still be alive. Hell, nowadays you could put a pig heart in your life, and you'll still have life. You'll still live. But if I take away your breath, you're gone. You cease to exist. You will not exist here anymore. So what do we need in order to live? We need the breath. How do we breathe? That's very important. Do we focus on the breath? Do we watch the breath? Do we observe the breath? How often, how much of the day are we sitting here and thinking, how's my breath? What nostril is my breath in? And I know for the last 5-6 shows in a row, this is the main topic of the breath. And I'll get to some good stuff. I had a couple of good astrals this last week. And it's getting easier to astral. Getting to the body lock is one of the hardest things to do because people run into a mass amount of fear. Once you get over that mass amount of fear, which is what meditation does. So first thing I would recommend is everybody do at least 20 minutes a day of meditation, silent meditation. Go in and turn all of the 5 senses off. I'm speaking really fast because Blog Talk gives me only 30 minutes, so you guys can replay this over and over if you need. So do this first, 20 minutes of meditation. Just shut off the 5 senses as much as you can. Put earplugs in, cover your eyes with a bandana. Do whatever you can to shut off the 5 senses. If you have access to those cryogenic chambers where it reduces your body weight or something so it feels like you're floating, go into one of those if you can. If you have access, if you don't, just do it sitting, laying down in meditation. Wake yourself up at 5 a.m., 4 a.m., 3 a.m. Sit and work your breath for 20 to 30 minutes and watch what happens within your mind. Once you get up at 3 a.m., your body and every part of you hates being awake. You're tired, you want to go to sleep. Whatever time is the most tired time of your existence, maybe you go to bed late at midnight, maybe you don't fall asleep till 2, then set your clock for 6 a.m. and then get up and do it then. But if you're a normal person, set it for 3 a.m. Get up, go ahead and sit and work your breath. That's it. Work your breath and observe everything that happens. Then if you could do that for 20 minutes, go back to sleep, but keep your mind awake and just mantra in your mind, mind awake, body asleep, mind awake, body asleep, mind awake, body asleep, until you feel the body lock up. Once the body locks up, and I know I kind of switched gears here, but once the body locks up, then go ahead and start to roll out or pull yourself out as if you're envisioning a rope. You can kind of use the mind here. So as soon as you get that body lock, don't get scared. You might even float out. I've done that a couple times where I use a moon as a tatwa or some focus point. And the magnetic energy that I was driving within myself literally pulled me to the moon, and I was out of control. I didn't know how to work the body yet. It's kind of like being a baby and getting thrown into a swimming pool. You don't really know what you're doing, and if the swimming pool has waves and it's moving, you're just going to go with the flow, and it's very awkward and very weird, and it could be scary, but it's not nothing to be. It's not anything to be feared for. There's nothing can happen to you. You're fine. There are some out there that will say things, bad things can happen. Yeah, to some degree, they're right. If you cut yourself and throw yourself in the middle of the ocean, the shark isn't bad because it eats you. It's just what it does. So there's ways to protect yourself going into this practice, which we can get to as well. So some of the ways to protect yourself: make a little circle around your bed, say an LBRP, which is a lesser banishing ritual. Start to know the angelics of the north, south, east, and western quadrants. If you know the angelics from the north, south, and western quadrants, you can go into your meditation. You can connect to those frequencies. When you go into meditation, meditation happens when you've reached a certain level of mental and emotional and physical stillness. Meditation isn't where I'm sitting and I'm breathing and I'm thinking and I'm breathing and I'm thinking and I'm breathing and I'm just calm and I'm still. That's not meditation. Meditation happens when you've reached a, I almost want to call meditation a placebo, because that's exactly what it is. Except you need to do the meditation practice in order to reach that next phase of the path, or the next phase of the realization, or the next phase of the reality, the dimensions, whatever you want to label it. So there's that. Now, with the astral, with the meditation, there are vital things that you need to keep in mind. How long have you been celibate? How long have you controlled your anger? How long have you controlled your lust, your judgment, your hyperactivity, or your depression? How long have you been in a steady balance within your mind, emotions, and activity, your body? If you can remain in a calm, peaceful, very inactive yet active state while breathing, and this is going to the Zenism where there's the do and the don't do, and you have to remain in both states at once. This comes from the first state of doing. You have to do with all of your might and all of your will. If you want any of these experiences, you need to do these experiences as if you're dying, and this is the medicine, and this is the only medicine that you can take, which is the breath. Once the breath happens to you, and it will happen to you, there will come a time when the breath seems to not exist. It completely ceases to exist, and you remain in a breathless state. We'll call it the prenatal breath. In that breathless state, that is when the microcosmic orbit, or what you would call the Kundalini energy, that energy will move inside of you. You will feel it in many different ways. You can feel it as heat. You can feel it as fish swimming in your belly. You will feel it as a vibration. There will be literally, it feels like a muscle spasm in your scrotum area, or even in the belly, or even in the upper back, wherever it is that those, I don't really want to call them blockages, but those spaces exist. You'll get a sensation, and you'll know that's where you need to work, and that's how we move to the next phase. Once we move to the next phase of stillness, the world absolutely changes. It's as if you're looking at one of those 3D boxes and you see the box automatically change on its own. It's a shift. It's a complete shift. Night and day, day becomes night, night becomes day. It's a complete shift from the left hemisphere of the brain to the right hemisphere of the brain. Once the right hemisphere of the brain is active, you can then merge them together. That is what that's the involvement of the pineal gland, of the inward looking. And every text you'll ever read, it always tells you, look within, the kingdom of God is within man. But they don't actually tell you how to get there. You have to move your energy up the spine, over the bindu, into your third eye. If you don't do that, you'll spend years and years and years meditating, chanting, and oming, and doing whatever you want, and you'll have zero revelation, or just maybe you'll enter mental stillness. Excuse me. So Mental stillness is great. Peace is great. Love is great. All of it's great, but balance is key. If we do not have balance in our lives, we cannot actually really revel and enjoy those other things. You can be fully present in an argument or a lovemaking session. You can be fully present in anything. If we're not fully present and the mind is active, then we're being misled by the mind, and the mind will always lead you down the wrong road. That is guaranteed. Guaranteed. So now we just have to check, where are we? Where are we? What am I doing with my hands? What am I doing with my face? How often do I move my face muscles? How often do my eyes look? What are my five senses doing? If my five senses are doing something that I am unaware of, how can I become more aware of it? Then let's work on the breath. Work on the breath. Notice the pause between the inhale and the exhale. Don't in through the nose, out through the mouth like normal people. This isn't yoga. In through the nose and out through the nose, and follow the channel, follow the connection from the breath, follow where the breath goes. At first, go ahead and follow the breath. Eventually, you want to place your focus on specific areas and do not waver. Do not move. Hold like a Marine standing outside the White House. You need to not move. Okay? The importance of that is very relevant, and you will see in the future why. Do not move your focus. If you hold your focus and you input emotion into your breath, magic happens. And I mean magic, the kind of magic that is or fireworks, orgasmic, power, anything that you want can happen. That's why the world is so jacked up, because they know this information. They know how to create. I can write a sigil down. I can make sigils happen. I can put my emotion, my breath, my power into it, and I can make whatever I want happen. So what I'm saying is that make sure you know what you're doing before you do it. Don't go into something thinking you're going to be selfish and greedy. If you have not overcome the five senses, if you have not overcome the basic selfish desires, this will lead you down a black, nasty, ugly path, and you will regret every minute of it. But for those of you who want to go forward with the white path, you can create love. Just as others create hate and diversity and division and they try to divide and conquer, you can unite. So create and unite and create and unite and create and unite to a degree that you are united within yourself and your own energies. Once you're united and you've created within your own energies, there is nothing in this world, no cop, no lawyer, no judge, no person, no animal, no thing can stop you in doing what you want to do for this life. But if you are unaware and you're sleepy and you can't control any thoughts and five senses, you're fed to the wolves and the wolves. You're either making your own dreams or you're a part of somebody else's. That's it. There is no middle ground here on this planet. This planet is for duality and duality only. The only way to come to unity is within ourselves, to the degree that we can observe the unity and understand it. But we're not here to fix the earth. We're here to get out. Yes, I love the earth. I want to fix the earth. I'm helping schools with aquaponics. I'm doing what I got to do. But my main goal, or everybody's main goal, I'm not going to speak for everybody. I'm just going to say my main goal, is to exit the incarnation cycle. I don't want to do this again. And it's not that I'm having a horrible time. I'm having a great time. I love my life. My life is, I live in a great house. I have great people around me. I love my life, but I know there's more. And I know that this is just a school. And I also know that people are in prison in their minds. And that's the first place we have to free, is the mental prisons that society and culture has put people in. Once society and culture starts to breed mental prisons, it gets worse, because then we have what Malcolm X would call the House Negro Syndrome, meaning people will fight to save their prison. And that's why Neo says, the people you are trying to save are your enemy, and they don't even realize that they're in a prison. And it's sad. It's very sad. But there is nothing you can do about that. You can't do anything but be a giant light for the moth to fall and flock to. Because that's it. That's all you got to do. Be the light. If you are the light, since they are in a sleepy state, they will come to the light and they will back away. They'll come to the light and they'll back away. They'll come to the light and they'll back away. They'll constantly run and return, because they will never, ever be able to leave it alone because they know it's what they need. Their soul resonates to it. Their mind owns them. That's the problem. So don't worry about being stressed to try to help the world and save the world. It's not your job. It's not anybody's job to save the world. Your job is to fix yourself, create happiness, peace, and balance within yourselves, and to create a life of pure bliss and abundance within so you can make it happen on the outside for your life. Once you do this and once you get this process started and enveloped, you are going to experience things that you have never thought were possible within you, and you may not even ever leave your living room. All of this can literally happen within your closet. If you can fast for 3 days, you can go into a dark room for 3 days, you cannot move, maybe just a little bit of nuts, maybe just little pieces of banana and water and orange juice, that's it for 3 solid days, watch how your state changes. Watch how your life changes. Watch what happens. You have to do it in order to, you know, don't take my word for any of this. You just have to go through and you have to experience what's going on. Why are we here? What are we doing? Making money, taking in pleasures, and trying to gain as much wisdom and knowledge as we can before we die, and that's life. If God's sitting up there and this is what the human existence is all about, I would smack him and tell him he's an idiot. Because this is a retarded system he's made. And the human body gets old and it gets brittle and it dies. What the hell was he thinking? So the problem is that the human body is great. It's actually perfect. The problem is us. We, our minds, our hearts, our emotions, our actions, none of it is in harmony with the body. If we can make it in harmony with the body, if we can make it in harmony with the mind and the emotions, the earth becomes in harmony. Every person, whoever gets enlightened, changes the earth's structure. The same way if you take a pack of wolves in or out of an ecosystem, the entire rivers will drain or flood. It's all dependent on one thing, the breath. So the faster we can get in touch with our own mind, our own emotions, and our own actions by using that breath, the more we will learn, the greater intellect we'll have, the greater passion, love, and emotions we'll have, and the greater physicality we'll have. You know, most of you know me. I grew up as a wrestler. I have done martial arts for years and years on end, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I was in the Marine Corps. I've been to Iraq. I've done many things in my life that has sent me through one spectrum of emotions to the extremest degree, if that's a word, to the opposite end of severe depression and divorces and anxiety and pain. And I've seen both sides of this coin of where the mind can go. The mind can go to some very light places and some very dark, ugly places. You have to find the will inside of you to change the things that you want to change for you. You have to be the change that you want to see in the world, regardless of how hard and ridiculous you see the world around you being. Once you see the world in a way that is simple-minded little children trying to gain access to more wisdom, resources, knowledge, and basically people that just want the best toys for their sandbox, you'll see that, okay, we're living in a world where the intellect and the consciousness has been raped, reduced, and just pillaged because the controllers do not want you to know who you are. That's just fact. Religions don't want you to know who you really are. They flood you with sex, with pleasures, with drugs, with everything. And you entrap yourself in it. And when you entrap yourself in it, you screw yourself. You literally tighten the chains that are around your mind, your emotions, your actions. And until we get out of that cycle, we will never be free. The first place you need to be free is within your mind. And the way to get there is with your breath. Now, when you add the intention, the focus, and your will to overcome the mind's undulations. The breath will turn into prana, pure, beautiful, raging, powerful energy. An energy so powerful, you will get scared because you will not know what to do with it. And it will overtake you. It will overtake your body. It will overtake your mind. It will overtake your emotions, and it will control you. But if you ride the wave, you ride through fear, it will lift you to a state that you will come back and you will say, I know God. I know God 100%. There is no delusion. There's no question and there's no debate, and you'll know how to go back there and you'll know how to be there every single night, every day, every moment of your life. You will be in that space of emptiness. The mind can only exist in the future or the past. It cannot exist in the present. So if you are able to shut that part of you off to a degree that you can feel, and then you can will, your life will change. You will change. The world will change. And then we can illuminate the rest of the planet. So that's about all the time I got tonight, guys. I hope that was a good talk for you guys. And I hope if anybody has any questions, go ahead and it's Yosef Leon on Facebook. I have a group which is Kriyas for Higher Consciousness on Facebook. Go ahead and you can add me to that, Kriyas for Higher Consciousness. And the next time you guys want to chat, go ahead and call in at 646-668-2823. All right, guys. Have a good night. Peace and love.